Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Allison Regal with Centura Health. She is a sports performance lead at the William J. Hibble Sports Medicine and Performance Center here in Colorado Springs. And Allison, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Business Connection.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, we know Centura Health is focused on keeping the community at a whole healthy, one life, one neighborhood at a time. Today, Allison and I are going to be talking about the importance of maintaining that physical activity in the summer months, and especially as the restrictions related to COVID-19 are lessening up. And first off, Allison, let's take a minute and talk about the Centura Sports and Performance Center at Hibble and what athletes and visitors can expect.
Yeah, so at Centura Sports Performance, we've created a unique space. So we have athletes from all different levels that come into our building, they train, and then we really do our best to elevate their athletic potential. And so we have a lot of programs that fits everyone's needs, whether that's doing an assessment or providing high quality coaching to our athletes in our specific sports performance programs. All of our staff has national certifications, and we provide detailed feedback for improving performance specific to an athlete's activity to reduce injuries or to increase their sport performance. So we have also a 60,000 square foot building. It's brand new. It has new equipment, has the latest technology. So like I said before, so we can provide those high quality assessments for athletes and create appropriate training programs specific to their needs. And then finally, we just like to make sports performance training fun. So our training philosophy parallels with the long-term athlete development model. So that means that we have programs for athletes as young as 9 years old and as old as 65 years old. And then we adjust our programs so that they're safe for all ages and promote lifelong athletic development.
You know what? It's amazing. You mentioned, you know, you really meet everyone where they're at on their own health journey. And besides that, what really differentiates Centura Sports Performance from other places that people might be looking to get some of these services?
So I would say our ability to provide evidence-based training programs that are very transferable to an athlete's sport or activity. So we don't train muscles. We actually train movements that athletes are doing in their sport. And that takes an athlete's athletic potential to a whole new level. We also have world-class amenities that support our training programs. This includes a high-altitude chamber, an environmental chamber. We have a load-reducing treadmill or an Alter G, which a lot of people know what that means. We also have a recovery room, and then just a lot more to support our athletes and their training. And then we also work collaboratively with Centura Sports Medicine. So we make it easy for athletes to get that sports medicine care if they need it. So having that collaboration with the physical therapists, the sports medicine doctors, that definitely differentiates us because it's a holistic approach to training our athletes.
Exactly. And the holistic in this instance, it's not what you would expect, you know, a lot of sage and the like. This is really taking a look at the body as a whole and really working on everything surrounding it. And of course, we know COVID-19 restrictions are continuing to lighten up now that summer's here. And it's the ideal time to get back out, take advantage of activities that really boost that physical activity. That really boosts that physical performance at Centura Health Performance. You work side by side with these trained specialists to help guide people back to performance at its best, and that's got to be especially difficult coming after months of quarantine and staying at home due to COVID.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I agree it's really important to get back outside and, you know, do these activities. But for us in the sports performance facility, we've seen a lot of our athletes returning to their sport or their activity way too fast. And so as a result, there have been an increase in the number of injuries that we've seen. And so I think for us at Hibble, working with the Centura Sports Performance staff, we can help our athletes establish a better baseline to prepare them to return to their sport or activity safely. In our facility, we continue to follow the CDC guidelines. We do still have our athletes train with masks when they're inside, especially as they're around other patients in the physical therapy department. But yeah, we want everyone to be safe, and we want everyone to return safely to their sport.
Exactly. And as you've seen people start to return back to their sports or any kind of outdoor activity, what are some of the more common conditions that you've seen people might run into if they've gone out and tried to get back into their old routine too quickly that might lead to some long-term impacts?
So we've seen, you know, acute injuries, whether that's an ACL tear, an ankle sprain. We've also seen, you know, for example, exercise-induced asthma. So athletes have a difficult time catching their breath, oftentimes need to sit out. But I guess more importantly, just mentally, they don't feel like they're ready to return to their sport, which can have an impact on their physical performance. And so coming into the Centura Sports Performance Center at Hibble, you know, we make sure that our athletes are mentally and physically prepared so that they can return to their sport, so that they're not getting hurt, and that their conditioning levels are appropriate to get them safely playing and all that other stuff.
Exactly, and that's one of the key benefits of having such a great partnership like you have at the Centura Sports Performance Center at the Hibble Sports Medicine. As you said, you work with Centura Sports Medicine, the orthopedic specialist, really anyone in that Centura, you know, bubble within that Centura family, that if there are those issues, that you guys can work hand in hand and have the best whole body picture to get people working back up to their optimum level.
Exactly. If we have an athlete who goes in who needs to see a sports medicine physician, and then they go do physical therapy, the goal is to get them returning to their performance by coming into one of our performance programs. And then on the flip side of that, we work with our athletes to make sure that they don't have to go back to their sports, to their physical therapist, or go back to the doctor, because our goal in training is to reduce injuries and increase performance. But like you said, it is a really unique collaboration, and I think we do a very good job of providing this different service for athletes.
Absolutely. And then as we're looking into some of the other programs, some of the other offerings, as many people might be listening, thinking that it's time to get back out into some level of physical activity now that the restrictions have been loosened up, what are some of the core training programs available through the Centura Sports Performance Center at Hibble?
So we have a couple of different strength, speed, and agility programs that are offered year-round. They're split up into three different age levels. We have a program for 9 to 11-year-olds, 12 to 14-year-olds, and 15 to 18-year-olds. We have adult sport-specific programs. So this includes a master's strength training for sport and then a runner strength program. We have a return to performance program, which bridges the gap between an athlete's rehab and going back to sport-specific movements. And we also have drop-in programs such as TRX, cross-training, and Tai Chi. So the best thing to do is call the Hibble Center, and we can definitely take our athletes through an assessment and then figure out what an appropriate training program is for them, or what an appropriate training plan is for them.
Exactly. You also have plenty of seasonal programs as well. What's on tap this summer and even looking ahead into the fall?
That's a great question. So we have sport-specific programs for our high school athletes, and this summer, we're offering a preseason volleyball program, preseason softball program, preseason boys tennis, and then preseason boys soccer. All of those programs are 6 weeks long. It's really just meant to help athletes get ready for their sport-specific program.
You know, that's a great thing. You know, we've seen so many different seasons with our, especially high school athletes, having these kind of return to sports programs are so crucial, especially as some of their bodies are still developing as well. You know, Allison, thank you so much for joining me today. If anyone wants more information about all the great work you guys do at the Centura Sports Performance Center over at Hibble, what's the best way to go about doing so?
So they can go onto our website. It's hibblecenter.org, HYBLcenter.org, or they can call 719-776-4928.
And again, if you want any more information about all things going on over at the Hibble Center, just head on over to hibblecenter.org or by calling 719-776-4928. Again, 776-4928. Allison, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the KRDO News Radio Business Connection.
Thank you for having me.